This is St. Louis Public Radio. St. Louis doesn't have a huge immigrant population. Just over 4% of the region's residents are foreign-born. But the immigrants who are here are much more likely to start their own businesses, up to 60% more likely. St. Louis Public Radio's Maria Altman spoke with three immigrant entrepreneurs who are bringing a taste from home to their new city.
Esty Cruz Curo came to the U.S. in the early 1960s from Cuba. When she moved to the Midwest, she could no longer find the black beans she grew up with, so she started experimenting.
Started serving it to my family was liking it, then started serving it to friends, and they were liking it.
In 2009, once her daughters were grown, she officially started her business, Del Carmen Foods. In a rented commercial kitchen, Cruz Curo and three part-time employees are busy making vegetable broth.
We put broth in our beans, and instead of buying broth, we make it ourselves.
Del Carmen products are all made from scratch in small batches. That includes black bean dip, black bean hummus, black bean soup, and, of course, black beans. While she began by selling at farmers markets, Cruz Curo has since expanded into local grocery stores, including Whole Foods. The goal is to go national.
Our tagline is an enlightened state of being, and we stand by it. We believe we can enlighten you.
Beaning.
Beaning, yes.
Cruz Curo has been in the U.S. for more than 50 years. With an MBA, a previous career, and a family, she says becoming an entrepreneur has been a journey. For others, the transition came more quickly.
My name is Ala Aldira, and I'm from Syria.
Ala Aldira, or Al as he sometimes calls himself, was a banker in Damascus. His brother moved to St. Louis in 2010, and 2 years later, Aldira and his parents arrived. Aldira did get offered a banking job.
But the pay was not enough to support all of us.
Especially with family back in Syria to help. So after opening two different businesses, in 2014, Aldira dusted off his grandfather's pita recipe and started a bakery called Sham.
When you eat Sham pita bread, you really have the 100% experience as you're eating pita bread overseas. It's exactly the same. And everyone likes it.
Sham now distributes pitas to restaurants and grocery stores throughout the region, with a deal to expand to Whole Foods in Washington. Aldira says they plan to double their staff from 4 to 8 next year. Job creation is one of the big reasons the Mosaic Project is trying to attract more foreign-born residents to St. Louis. Executive Director of the Public-Private Partnership, Betsy Cohen, says there's a misperception that immigrants are a drag on the economy.
Foreign-born that are entrepreneurs, they are job creators. They're not job takers. So it really lifts the benefits to the region for all of us.
Cohen says the first reason many immigrants turn to entrepreneurism is the need to make a living. But for Luis Rivero, starting his own business was less of a necessity and more an ambition.
I've always had an entrepreneurial mindset in business.
Rivero came to the U.S. in 2003 for graduate school and went to work for DuPont, ultimately landing in St. Louis. In 2014, he and a childhood friend started their own business, Huga Bars. The nutrition bars feature flavors they grew up with in Venezuela, hazelnut with chocolate and dulce de leche.
None of those flavors were available. We wanted to make those and share them with our friends.
Huga Bars are now in stores throughout St. Louis and online, and Rivero says they're working toward national, even international, expansion. As for why so many immigrants become entrepreneurs, Rivero says those who leave their home countries tend to be well-suited for the lifestyle. By definition, he says, immigrants are less risk-averse. I'm Maria Altman, St. Louis Public Radio.